Let us go to the book of Proverbs today for our thought for the day. In Proverbs, the 30th chapter, and verses 18 and 19, we have these words. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Now, the wise man said here that it's just these four things are just too wonderful. That means too great, too high, too hidden for mortal man to comprehend or understand outside of the Spirit of God. Now, our thought for the day will be called the mystery of spiritual discernment. The eagle here is a fantastic creature, and it demonstrates the invisible movement and action of God's Spirit. When an eagle flies high in the sky in the beginning, yes, we could see him maybe leave a treetop or to start ascending, but after a while the clouds swallow him up, and man does not have then the class of natural discernment to be able to trace his footsteps. He leaves none. Nor could natural man trace his scent. He leaves none. Nor could does man have the swiftness of flight, the wings that he could follow just because he chose to follow. Nor does the man have the keenness of eyesight to track the eagle through the air. That's a mystery. God said to Israel that he bore her on eagle's wings, and he used the eagle as a demonstration of the cloud and fire. The cloud and fire that God gave to Israel was like a pair of eagle wings. And the mystery of it was fantastic. How the cloud during the day could be omnipresent almost over the camp of Israel, and the fact that it was over them, in front of them, behind them, under them, in them, to protect them from the hot rays of sun. That was a mystery. That was high. That was hidden. That was holy. And likewise, with the Spirit of God today, it's a mystery how the Spirit of God can be around us, in us, through us, over us, under us. We can't see him, yet he's ever shielding us and protecting us from the burning rays of the sun of this world, of tribulations and trials and testing, so that at all times in the midst our hearts are comforted and cooled and protected in this life, just like Israel was comforted by the cloud during the day. And at night there was the fire that warmed and protected from the wild animals and from the cold of the night and so on. We find these words in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. But it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, or the things that God hath prepared or provided or made ready for those that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, there's no way that anyone can follow our hearts and minds any more than anyone could understand the path of the eagle in the air. It's high and wonderful how the Spirit of God can bear us up on eagle wings, as it were, and we can sail up into the heavenlies and be seated in the heavenlies with Christ Jesus, and can discern and can see and can have a foretaste of things that God hath provided and prepared for us. That's marvelous. That's beautiful, the picture that the eagle represents of the Spirit of God, spiritual discernment, the secretiveness of the Spirit. That's why, beloved, we cannot go on for God just by external performances. We cannot understand just by external performances. That's why we must have the Spirit. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. When I go away, I will send you the Spirit of truth. And when he is come, he will lead and guide you into all truth. He'll be like a gigantic eagle, and no one can follow our spirit and soul. We ascend into the heavenlies. We leave a trackless path. We leave a scentless path. And we ascend up, and we can see from on high, just like the eagle. They tell me in the natural that an eagle has fantastic eyesight, that when he's many miles in the sky, he can look down and see a serpent on the ground. And likewise, when we have this spiritual discernment, we not only see the truth of God's word as we ascend into the heavenlies like an eagle to be seated in the presence of Jesus Christ, but we also can see the serpent. We can see those evil, deceitful, malicious, wicked things in our hearts and lives that are displeasing to Jesus Christ. And we can confess then them unto him, and we can pray and seek his face to have them removed. As soon as an eagle sees a serpent, I've been told that he will dive immediately to the ground, just like a dive bomber, and attack that serpent and pick it up and destroy it. And that's so with the Spirit of God. Beloved, when he leads and guides us into things of his truth, then we can, his word is like a mirror. So let us learn a lesson from the eagle, and let our thought for the day be spiritual discernment, having the desire to spiritually discern what God has provided for us in the Word of God, all the beautiful light and life and truth in his Word. And let us also seek the spiritual discernment of the Spirit, that we might have the eye of the Spirit of God to see that which is evil and unlike Jesus Christ, just like the eagle can see from the air the serpent, the enemy, on the ground, and dive so speedily to devour and to destroy it. What a beautiful lesson. And so may Jesus engraft his word in our hearts today, that we might have this eyesight of the eagle, that we might ascend beyond a mortal man, that we might ascend into the heavenlies with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of your word today. Let it be life and light. And may we truly desire spiritual eyesight, desire spiritual discernment in our hearts and in our lives, that we might see that truth and that we might see the enemies of that truth, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.